Welcome back to Schneps Connects. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Curtis Palmore, who's the CEO of United Charter High Schools, which is a network of seven public charter high schools in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens, serving nearly 3,000 students. Formerly known as New Visions Charter High Schools, the network rebranded as United to reflect its deeper commitment to shared purpose and community empowerment. Dr. Palmore has spent three decades in the education sector, beginning his career as a New York City public school teacher through Teach for America. Since then, he's led schools as a teacher, principal, and CEO, spearheading turnarounds, expansions, and new models across New York and New Jersey. Before joining UCHS, he served as CEO of the Community Charter School of Patterson and is founding principal of Exceed Charter School in Crown Heights, where he significantly improves student outcomes. Today, Dr. Palmore will share his journey in education, UCHS's vision for equipping students for success in college, careers, and civic life, and how strong leadership and community partnerships are shaping the future of public charter schools here in New York City. So thank you so much for joining, Dr. Palmore. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I would love maybe to just start off giving us a little bit more of your background. You know, as I noted, you're an educator, principal, and then been a charter school CEO over three decades now. So what originally drew you to education and how that shaped your leadership style that you have?
So, you know, originally I was brought into the field of education through volunteer work. I actually, in college, volunteered at an elementary school and had the opportunity to do some literacy and math tutoring with students. And I want to say it's twofold, two big reasons why I moved into education. One was the principal who saw something in me and saw that, you know, I probably had thoughts of going into law school and matriculating and becoming an attorney. He saw something different for me. And then the other focus was a young man that I tutored who just really, his name was Hakeem. He, you know, asked for me when I wasn't there. He connected with me and did all of his work when I was there tutoring with him. And he also, in his own ways, although he had some learning challenges in his own way, he asked of me to continue being his teacher when it was time for me to wrap up my tutoring experience. And, you know, those experiences led me to really consider the field of education. At that time, this is before the internet and before kind of resources were readily available for you online. So I went to a career development office after that experience, and I was able to get connected with Teach for America, which was a new organization at the time that was looking to place highly skilled individuals in the city under-resourced communities. Mm. And I was fortunate to get accepted. And, you know, 30 years later, I'm still in the work, doing work and focused on supporting that same kind of group of students that I did in my volunteer work, which were under-resourced Black and brown students in urban communities.
Well, it's nice to hear how that initial volunteer work really changed your life and your career path, huh?
It is. You know, through the magic of social media, I was able to find that young man and
wow, that's great.
Have stayed in contact and thanked him as well several times throughout the years for, you know, the kind of inspiration.
So most recently, what motivated your decision to lead United Charter High Schools?
Well, there was an agency that actually reached out. They did a national search for leadership, but there was an agency that reached out and did some recruitment for me with the role. What excited me most was the organization's mission. You know, our seven schools that you mentioned were formerly part of New Visions for Public Schools. We've had a track record of success on many levels with our graduation rates, 95% with our students graduating in 4 years. We have high attendance rates. But I think what the student-centered focus, the focus for around civic engagement and the focus around pedagogy is really akin to what I some of my beliefs around teaching and learning. And I really felt like I could have a major impact in this new stage of the organization, leading the organization to the next stages with United Charter High School.
So for those that may not be as familiar, share a little like snapshot of United Charter High Schools in terms of the schools, the students, and particularly your mission.
Sure, that sounds great. Thank you. Our school's focus is essentially on ensuring that we're equipping our students with the skills and the competencies so that they could succeed in their post-secondary lives. And for us, we term post-secondary lives as their college next steps or their careers that they aspire to have in their future lives. We do that specifically by ensuring that, A, we're providing our students with the rigorous and engaging education, a core set of courses and advanced courses that we provide our students across all our 7 schools. We couple that with experiences where our students are able, right now, across all of our schools, our students are able to take college-level courses that give them a snapshot of what college will look like. And it also gives them an opportunity to earn several courses that are going to ultimately help them when they matriculate in college. We couple that as well with externships and, in some cases, experiences where they're able to earn money that will help them in their matriculation into some career readiness experiences. Like, for example, one of our schools in Brooklyn at AMS3, our seniors are taking courses on that eventually are getting them certification so that they can be LPNs when they graduate from our schools. And
Love
these are
that.
experiences that we set up in small school environments. Our schools are ranged from either 450 to 200 students across our schools, and they're small, safe, warm learning environments where students are able to thrive and do exceptionally well.
That's great. Listen, there's nothing like real world learning, which I think is great that you incorporate that. And also numbers don't lie. You talked about that terrific graduation rate. And I know that 5 of your schools were recently ranked among the top 25 in New York State. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I guess, what do you feel is driving that level of achievement? What's the secret sauce of leadership in a school?
I think that it comes from two factors. I think that, A, we have exceptionally great leaders at the helm in each of our schools. We have 7 amazing principals that have over 150 years of instructional and leadership experience amongst them that we see day in and day out in the work that they do with our schools. Couple that with amazing teachers in every single classroom. Our talent development work that we do across our schools is specifically designed to ensure that our teachers have the competencies and the skill sets to just be excellent in the work that they do in our classes. And, this work is all centered around the vision and the mission that we set for our schools from United Charter High Schools. Our schools are rooted around 7 key design elements that speak to how we work collectively as an organization. And I think those are all kind of the building blocks, if you will, for the secret sauce that ultimately helps us to be successful. And I think, that I just want to close this question on that rating that you share, the niche rating. What I value about that so much is that that comes from our customers, if you will, our parents. Our parents are the ones that ultimately put suggestions into the niche rating rankings that determine where our schools are ranked at. So that rating means so much to us because it shows that our customers, if you will, are acknowledging and seeing the work that we're doing every single day.
Well, I always say that teachers, going down from principal to teachers, do a good job when they're able to engage the parents. So to be able to do that sounds like you're achieving a lot just by getting them to fill out the forms that you probably need them to do to qualify.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess along that same mission, there's been a lot of talk on the cell phone bans in New York State. I feel like, I don't know, I have a love-hate relationship with technology. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on what you've implemented in terms of a cell phone ban.
Sure. So I've been a long-term advocate of ensuring that instructional time is prioritized in schools. So some years back when I was a principal, I instituted a ban on cell phones in our elementary and middle school that I led. And primarily it was done, this was over 15 years ago, but it was primarily done with the focus on ensuring that there were not any distractions with our students with their learning. If we fast forward to our current policy, just transparently, 4 of our schools, United Charter High Schools, already were formed and developed with policies that where cell phones were collected in the morning and distributed back in the afternoon. And in my first year of leading in this role as CEO, it was just so apparent to me that when I would go to three of the schools that did not have a formal policy, that there was so much time that was being taken away from learning in those schools. And the most clearest example is something that I wrote about in an op-ed recently was when I walked into one school that did not have a cell phone ban, and I walked into a lounge and said hello to several students. And so the students kind of were all on their cell phones. They were all like kind of disengaged. The design of the lounge was so that students would, you know, be able to converse, talk about classes and their coursework, and also have a little downtime. And it kind of reminded me of having in my college experience, but that was not happening. You know, the exact opposite was happening. And after some conversations with the student advisory group, with our board and our leadership and several teachers, we decided to move this ban across all of our schools the following year. And the feedback has just really been very positive from almost every stakeholder. And I say almost every stakeholder because there has been some negative pushback. But overall, it has really helped us to prioritize student learning.
Oh, listen, you're living it. So it's good to hear your feedback for sure.
Right, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Talk to me about keeping inclusion at the center of public education.
No, I think that this is, you know, for us, I'm looking at this through a couple of lenses. You know, first, nationally, there's obviously been a huge shift over the last with the new administration on the DEI focus in across our schools and our nation. And, you know, I think just to level set some of our thinking around this, like, you know, here at United Shore High School, it's like our idea of inclusivity is the focus on ensuring that we're prioritizing that we want to ensure that all of our students feel a sense of belonging, that all of our students feel safe, that all of our students feel respected. And I'll even go as far to say that they feel that they're loved by the adults that we have within our schools. And for me, it's important because A, that's what I want for my own child. Obviously, my children don't go to United Charter High Schools, but you know, when I was looking around for schools and school districts, I did some research and I wanted to ensure that I had a school environment like that for my own children. And we want that for our students here at United Charter High Schools. And, you know, our work across what we do with our teachers, with our counseling teams, what we do with our culture teams, which are our deans of students and our assistant principals, we design systems and structures so that our students will be able to tangibly feel that every single day when they're parts of the school communities that we have here at United Charter High Schools. And I'll just also flag, this is something that I talked about in depth in a recent op-ed with Amsterdam News, where I kind of highlighted one of our kind of hallmark programs that ultimately is a program that we do in the summer where we invite incoming students to have a summer bridge experience where they're able to feel that sense of belonging by some and structured activities that they do, where they get a sense of just kind of all of the safety aspects by going over kind of needed structures to help them feel aligned and connected with school. Our schools are in shared locations. And recently on the first day of school, I was observing several students from a neighboring school going to school. And it was just really sad to see that in that neighboring school, these incoming or what I believe were freshman students just looked so afraid and disconnected from the school. And the converse was that in our schools, our students were already in the building several weeks before school started through the Summer Bridge experience. And they automatically had the ability to, you know, feel connected because of those structures that we put in place. So that's really the big idea for us around inclusivity when it comes to United Charter High Schools.
You know, you talked a little bit about externships and, you know, this summer program. Can you give an example of student-led civic projects or capstone that has made kind of a big difference in the community?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think right now our programs and our capstone, so our students, to give full background on this, our students in senior year complete a capstone experience that connects to some civic engagement. Largely speaking, majority of the projects are connected to kind of supporting or improving an experience that is connected to their school community. So right now, the two that come to mind, we had groups of students in one of our schools that decided that the bathroom experiences for female students were just not up to par. And, you know, it may seem like kind of mundane, like simple thing, but just think about the developmental stages of a high schooler who may be experiencing different changes in their body. And, you know, it's important that they have the ability to have a safe environment where they can, you know, use the restroom and have all of the right supplies and things that are needed. And this group of students, which was men, young men and young women, designed the structure so that students in that campus would have the ability to have the right supplies that are needed. They designed structures so that the bathroom would have the right improvements that are needed. Like there were some, apparently some conditions in the bathroom that just were not up to par. And then designed it as well to ensure that the facilities were cleaned in a structured way. And they, post this experience, they were able to ultimately, you know, have improved structures, not just in the one bathroom that they proposed to, but for all of the bathrooms that were in that campus, which, you know, and this was a campus that served, you know, 7 schools. So I believe that that's one example. And then, you know, we have other examples. And again, this is more school specific. And I'll talk about some kind of larger civic based focus that we're doing for this upcoming year. But another example where students designed a structure to essentially welcome incoming students in a more structured way. We already have, as I shared before, we have a summer experience, summer bridge experience where students are welcome, but they designed like some year-long experiences so mm-hmm. that incoming students can be mentored and supported with juniors and seniors in the school. This upcoming year, we're actually designing a symposium, which I'd love to talk about down the road once this comes to fruition. But we're designing a symposium where all of our students across all of our schools will be able to showcase their projects and a structured event in May or June of 2026. And our focus is to kind of focus the projects on larger scale civics needs as opposed to kind of the school-based projects that we currently have going on within our schools.
That's great. Thank I love you. It when the students get involved in the community around them. It's terrific.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
So what do you think about in terms of the future and what's next, whether it be at United Charter High Schools or just education in general?
Part of our work that we do here in United Charter High Schools is like we do a lot of forward thinking and planning with what we call network inquiry teams. So our network inquiry teams are teams of leaders and teachers that collaborate across all of our 7 schools, and they collaborate with also members of our central office. And we did some forward thinking plans on like things that we believe are vital for just our sustainability and our growth as an organization. So to highlight some of the things and the works for this upcoming year that are part of this work is like, we know AI is upon us, and the use of AI has, you know, there's kind of various opinions about the use of AI. And what we've done is we've created a playbook on the use of AI. And essentially that playbook provides educators across our schools and parents and teachers some structures on how to utilize AI in a responsible way to support teaching and learning. And that is and that's being rolled out. We also, which is somewhat newsworthy, the state of New York recently passed a new pathway for graduation for students, which is called the Portrait of a Graduate, which essentially the governor recently rolled out, which is a kind of breakdown of competencies that every student should have by the time they graduate high school so that they're ready for their post-secondary lives. And we have worked last year to roll out structures to ensure that the Portrait of a Graduate structure is embedded in what's happening in our experiences with our students. And we're now tracking those experiences in a very structured way to ensure that any given moment throughout the course of the year that we can have the ability to see what students are on track mm-hmm. to achieve all those competencies and what students may need some extra supports to ultimately be successful with those competencies. And those playbooks and these structures are one of 7 different areas. We also have done this for instructional leadership. We've done this for some academic areas. We've done this for structures for students that we call diverse learners, that students that may have an IEP or students that might be L learners. We have all kind of playbooks that spell out how we can support all these individuals within our organization. And this kind of like forward thinking work is really kind of be the focus for us as we move forward. And, you know, I think the last thing I'll share is like the landscape in education has changed here in New York City. Roughly right before COVID, we were serving a little 1.1 million students. And now that number is a little under 900,000 dollars, so 900,000 students. And that reality is that less students, some of that's connected to birth rates and shifts with birth rates in the city. And then some of it's connected to just the cost of living, which has, you know, made some shifts on students moving outside the New York City area. So because of that, you know, we are always looking at ways to increase the market share for us as an organization here in New York City so that we can continue to attract really great students to our organization. And with that said, you know, we encourage any parent of a ninth to 12th grader who may not have a school environment or may be looking for a great school environment to go to unitedcharterhighschool.org so that we could provide you next steps on helping your child become a student at one of our United Charter High Schools.
Well, Dr. Palmore, thank you so much for your time. And listen, one thing I learned in school, numbers don't lie. And, yes. You know, those graduation rates are terrific. So I really congratulate you and thank you for having such a positive impact on so many people, which is really such a great privilege, right? To be able to, you know, make a change for the better in people's lives.
Thank you. I feel honored to do this work and very excited about this upcoming school year. So thank you so much on that.
It's been my pleasure. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to know about future podcasts or check out any of my previous podcasts, please subscribe or you can visit podcast.schnepsmedia.com.